Thirdly, nirukti pratisambhid, or analytical knowledge of etymology. Now, you might think that it's really strange, really odd, that etymology is included here. It really does seem as though we're back in the classroom. It really does seem rather odd that the bodhisattva should be required to have knowledge of etymology. But it's not really so strange. We've seen that knowledge of the truth and reality of things is not enough. The bodhisattva wants to communicate, so he needs a medium of communication, and therefore he needs the analytical knowledge of meaning, that is to say, knowledge of the conceptual formulations of the teaching. In the same way, the analytical knowledge of meaning itself is not enough. Knowledge of the conceptual formulations of the teaching is not enough. The bodhisattva needs to be able to give expression to his understanding of those conceptual formulations in words. In order to do that, he must have an understanding of the meaning of words. And this involves a knowledge of their etymology. So analytical knowledge of etymology is therefore necessary. It includes knowledge of several other things besides etymology itself, for instance, linguistics, public speaking, and literary composition. This particular analytical knowledge is especially associated with the figure of Manjushri or Manjugosha, the Bodhisattva of wisdom. In fact, he's the embodiment of all four analytical knowledges. Those of you who are familiar with the Manjugosha Stuti Sadhana will remember how the colophon of the practice ends. It ends with these words. And through this, that is to say, through the practice, may all living beings gain power in the jnana of the four pratisamvids. So clearly, there's a definite reason why the text concludes in this way. Now, command of language is essential to communication at any level, unless, of course, we happen to be telepathic. Unfortunately, people very often have a very vague idea of the meaning of the words they use. Only too often, we fall back on a limited number of expressions which constant repetition has rendered almost meaningless. Communication, therefore, is severely limited. Only too often, people seem to be grunting or squeaking rather than talking. The bodhisattva, therefore, needs to have knowledge of the meaning of words. He needs to know their etymology. He doesn't need to know the meaning of words in just the dictionary sense, of course, though even this is not to be despised. Concepts need to be related back to the experience of truth or reality which they formulate. In the same way, words need to be related back to the concepts of which they are the expression. And it's in this that the bodhisattva's analytical knowledge of etymology essentially consists. The bodhisattva is never misled by words. He's never carried away by words. He never gets lost in words. And this is because he uses words to express concepts, clear concepts, just as he uses concepts to formulate spiritual experiences, spiritual realities.